DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast.
You two are YouTube stars.
Woohoo! Kind of, sort of.
Yeah,
sort of,
totally.
Yeah.
Fuck yes, we are.
So we're gonna start this right away with our good friends at All Things Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Dropped a video today, and Danny and I are taking issue. So we're gonna have them on next week to explain themselves.
Yeah, the dirty fuckers.
Because something's not right. Something's not right.
Snot right.
Snot right.
Snot right.
You guys seemed a little off. I watched your interview. It was very strange.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the issue.
That's the issue we're having.
I was at home bookmarking, bro.
I don't think
you represented Not Another Podcast as well as you could have.
Well, don't blame it on us. You know,
from a marketing perspective.
It wasn't us, man. Had nothing to do with us.
That's what looked like you.
That's our problem we're having, okay? So
Hey, wait a minute. It looked like us? Who the hell knows what we look like?
Everybody who follows, you know, Rose City Comic Con.
Okay, so they know you.
They know you too, fucker.
I have never had my picture.
You're the only one that I know in person, James.
Yeah.
Look,
I have pictures of you with my dog, James.
Whoa!
I know what you look like.
That's some heavy hitter information.
Is that it was someone similar but legally distinct from me?
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently rats know what you look like, fucker.
Do they though?
I think they captured my essence.
go check them out, All Things Z, on YouTube.
Yeah.
The video is called Celebrity Interview.
Yep, Celebrity Interview, which, that's so generous.
Should have been called Interview of Two Slubs We Pulled In Off the Street.
What I love is the video picture has their logo over my face and another bit over yours. Head. It's fucking beautiful. It's like, wow, yeah. Awesome. I made a YouTube page cover! Yeah.
it went well, and Samantha, your presence was requested for...
October.
Yeah.
That is the goal.
So, you better fucking come.
Fucking pressure's on now, okay, Sam. So don't fuck it up.
We should have, a limited Patreon reward... where we'll vlog the visit for Patreon donors to help us with airfare.
Well, there you go.
I did suggest what could be a really funny storyline in that we do the old noir type video and it's Snark doing like the voiceover where it's, I knew she was trouble when she walked in.
I'll have to borrow someone's trench coat.
Yes.
And a really big hat.
Yeah, yep.
Are you Detective Snark? I hear you can find people.
Turn her back to the camera and open the jacket and just cut to the logo.
She turns around and it's just our logo.
Yeah, you know,
shit. We'll have All Things Z across the boobs and Not Another Podcast.
Yes!
But, so we'll talk to them next week about the whole thing and all the stuff we did and things that we might do in the future.
Yeah,
that we discussed. So, but today, I don't know if either of you guys have watched Danny. You probably didn't, but Republican Party is presenting its defense.
Yeah, I watched some of it today.
Yeah, I and the only reason I bring it up is because I watched a little before I came home. And I got to say, love them, hate them, some of those guys are masters with words.
Well, that's kind of their job.
Oh, I'm aware. But, yeah. I mean, this is like to another level, yeah. Master of words. I don't know the guy's name. Because it wasn't up on the screen anywhere. But this guy was going off about, he had me starting to go, maybe we shouldn't impeach him. Maybe this is.
And then you slapped yourself in the crotch and
I stopped
decided
drinking
otherwise.
The Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I took a step back.
You punched yourself in the dick.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
As necessary.
I didn't get to watch it. The guy came on just as I was leaving, but they had a Harvard, I believe a Harvard law professor come in to discuss the constitutionality of it. And this guy started with saying, it was like, I supported Hillary Clinton and voted for her, and I was a stark supporter of President Clinton. And, you know, I was for the impeachment of Richard Nixon, and I just kept going, you're a fucking liar.
They're all liars.
Well, the one
what I thought was funny was Ken Starr was going on and on and on about how we shouldn't be listening to law professors about the Constitution, but then he brings in a law professor and is like, here's this law professor, guys. So pick one.
Well, and here's the shit thing. They argued against no witnesses.
I know.
And I know the law professor isn't really a witness, but it is someone not of the Senate or of the committee.
Yeah.
So technically it does count as, you know.
Well, is it witness or is it
testimonial?
Expert testimony.
Yeah.
Because they want to pretend that this is a court of law versus the Senate, which are two very different things.
Here's the one thing that I've been saying to a bunch of people, and let me know what you guys think of this, okay? So the president claims that he's completely innocent. Like, this is a witch hunt. And he has a plethora of witnesses and documentation that, according to him, would exonerate him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on trial and you're innocent and you have the witnesses and the documents, wouldn't you want your defense to
release
all of it? All
of it. The ball would be called, basically throwing, literally physically throwing the evidence at people just to let them know it's like, here it is, fuckers.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Now,
but in lieu of real evidence, one would argue that they are basically trying to threaten real evidence to prevent people from pushing
further.
Well,
and they keep claiming they've released the transcript, but everyone knows that it was a memo, not the actual transcript. Don't let him play with that. He'll chew on it, and then you'll have to replace it.
No.
So it was a memo. It was not the actual transcript. And we also know that it was a memo after the fact. Like, they went through and went, this is what they said.
Right.
And they keep bringing up all this bullshit that the Ukraine president said, oh, yeah, I felt no pressure. All of which the president of the Ukraine has gone back and said, no, I fucking felt pressure.
Yeah.
So they're ignoring facts when they don't lend credence to their argument. But going back to what I was saying, if you were on trial for murder,
right,
and you had all these documents that said, no, you were nowhere, you didn't even know this person, and you had all these witnesses that claimed, no, during the time of the murder, he was here, how pissed would you be
if my defense decided not to bring any of that shit up?
No, if the prosecution said, no, you can't have it. Because that's essentially what's happening here. The Republicans, who are the defense, but they are the powers that be in the Senate right now,
right,
are saying, no, no witnesses, no. Now, however, though, I don't know if you guys saw, but apparently John Bolton wrote a book.
Well,
yeah.
And in this book, he's basically said, like, all the shit that the Democrats are saying the president did actually fucking happened. And now there's Republicans going, well, we should get him in to testify.
Well, and here's the problem. Okay, so this is the only foreseeable issue that I could play the DA to this. The idea of not allowing any witnesses. There is, like, in a murder trial, or any trial for that matter, witness testimony, although is at sometimes critical to proving the point, depending on the high level of the actual offense that is, or the offendee, rather. So if you get someone who's worth $1 billion and they have all these witnesses show up that try to corroborate their story saying they weren't anywhere near it, you can only trust it with a grain of salt. Now, you take somebody who's poor as shit, a nobody, and five people step up and say, this asshole was there, he did this. It's harder for a jury or a bench to be able to ignore that against a poor person versus for a rich one, because the rich one can buy witnesses. They can buy people. They can buy testimonies. They can pay you enough to lie in front of an entire Senate and be good enough at your job to keep your fucking mouth shut about it from that point on.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
And that's why I'm playing the devil's advocate in the respects I understand why they're saying no witnesses. Because at this rate, you have a super rich motherfucker.
But see, no. Here's the problem with that argument, though. All the witnesses that Democrats want to call should be the ones to exonerate the president. They're on the Republican side.
Right.
So, again, why not present their witnesses?
Because it's kind of a switch dickery in the respects that it's how you play the game. Okay, so if you know for a fact that your opposition could pay for witness testimony to help their case, right? You also know that as a defense against that person, you would also present the possibility of having less than honorable testimony in the opposite direction, which, again, tips the balance. It's basically saying, well, if everyone's going to cheat, what the fuck is the point of playing the game?
Well, then here's the thing. It's up to the prosecution to blow holes in testimony that they might believe is not honorable.
Potentially, yes, but at the same time...
And if they have the evidence...
It's a tactic. That's all it is.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. Yeah, I'm just saying
it's just a tactic to play the game to not only disallow your ability to bring forth your witnesses, but it's also an ability for them not to have any witnesses to argue against.
Look,
you.
We all know it's a farce of a case.
Oh, totally.
There's no argument that it's not a farce of a case. But the fact is they could at least give us the illusion that they're pursuing
that the proceedings are actually
justice. I know.
It's also an election year, so they don't want to bring forth anyone that could make them look bad because they want Trump to be reelected. Even though Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, a few of those other dipshits are going to be elected out, like they're done.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham is done. Mitch McConnell is definitely done.
Yeah.
There's a handful of them that are going to be done. And here's the thing. This is the way I see it. We have a couple of different options about how it's going to go. Number one, this Bolton stuff is really going to light a fire under Republicans who are maybe up for reelection, and they're going to push for Bolton to testify. Now, if that happens, Bolton could swing a lot of Republicans.
Well, Romney came out today, and said I believe there will be witnesses because at least we just need five, like minimum. What, I can't remember what he said. Shit. So I don't have the exact quote.
It's a small number. Yeah.
Yeah, you only need what, 5 to 10?
Something like that.
Other Republicans to vote, because the vote on allowing witnesses is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, January 28th, if you're listening to this in the future. And they will probably allow witnesses. Now, a lot of people are saying, be careful what you wish for, because if you get a witness. Honestly, I don't care. Innocent, guilty, whatever, just stop the bullshit. Yeah. If he's innocent, let us see that he's innocent. If he's guilty, get the fucker out of office. Like,
Right.
And that's exactly exactly my point. It's it's not whether or not he's guilty at this point.
Yeah.
I feel in my heart he's guilty. The fucker actually came out and said, quote, I'm not going to quote it because I'm going to mess it up. But he actually came out and said that the Democrats have no case because they have no materials. Yeah. We have all the materials.
Wah, wah. Yep.
The fucker admitted to obstruction.
Well, and on top of that, it's like, I will honestly give a lot of credit to his ineptitude. I'm pretty sure what he truly meant to say in that respect was that they have nothing on me, and we have everything that shows that I would be exonerated.
Which, again, is like, but why not fucking just present it?
His phrasing makes it sound like, you guys don't have it because I got all the evidence against me.
Yeah. No. But even so. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
You're giving him too much credit.
Well, he is
meant
dumb.
Exactly what he said. Yeah. I love that, like, what the phrase, you know, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Trump is an asshole. He's a corrupt person. He's always been corrupt. His whole family's corrupt. So he has shown us who he is, and we need to believe him. He does not, absolutely, I believe in my heart, does not mean. Well, I have the exoneration proof. He means you don't have the shit against me because I have it protected. That is exactly what he means.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And again, at that rate, too, it's trying to shoot the devil's advocate at this point because, you know, it's a mute point. Because everybody in this conversation, mute.
It's a mute point.
We
know that this is unnecessary. Because when it comes right down to it and everything unfolds, we in this tri group here are more than well aware that he's going to walk. And he's going to and he's going to finish his presidency.
And he'll probably get reelected.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the way it's going to go. And unfortunately, at this rate, I mean, yeah, we had a small victory in the House, but everybody knew it wasn't going to get past the Senate.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Even if he's acquitted, he's still got the black mark on his record, and that pisses him the fuck off.
Fuck him.
Well, and that's the thing. When I was watching some of the testimony today and some of the defense, well, if you can call it a defense, it's just a bunch of roundabout talking points that go in circles over and over and over and over again.
They're not making any salient points that actually defend the president.
Yeah.
Well, they're not defending him. They're just saying, well, this is bad. They keep talking about how wrong it is to impeach him. Like, get off impeachment. He is impeached. Plain and simple. You cannot change that.
Yeah, but we can give him his eight.
And always will be. So worry about what has to happen in the Senate. And that is what you're dealing with right now. Is and freaking, they need to be talking about whether he should be kept in office or not. They haven't even mentioned that. They keep talking about, well, he was impeached because Nancy Pelosi is this, and
they keep talking about the speed in which he was impeached and how, you know,
gives a shit? He's impeached. Get
again.
Over it.
Well, and again, like, I'm going to jump in and play devil's advocate.
Fire on.
I do believe that the Democrats did not do their due diligence in the investigation and impeaching. Now, again, the evidence was overwhelming. They didn't have to do a lot.
True.
But it would have been better for them, I think, if they could have done things that the Republicans could not fault. The speed in which they did it, the subpoenas. But there was some issues with the subpoenas in that they kind of bypassed the court.
But I'm going to also add to that, though, that you also have to remember, whenever you're fighting anything, legally speaking, the more time you take, the more time you give your opposition.
Oh, absolutely.
So in the respects, I understand their mentality of, we need to strike while the iron's hot. We need to get him while we got enough to get through the process. We know we have this fucker down cold. Get him.
Well, and it's also, too, one of the things the Republicans are arguing is the subpoena shit. Democrats fucking subpoenaed shit, and the White House said, no, fuck it, you can't have that.
Yeah.
And they instructed people to ignore subpoenas and not go testify. They threatened people to not testify. So they've intimidated witnesses. They've done it more than once to more than one person. They ignore whistleblower laws completely.
Oh, yeah.
And claim that they don't exist. It's a lot of crazy shit. So I'm glad that it went fast, because if they could do that in that short amount of time, imagine what they could have done with an extra few months.
Right.
Well, and here's the other thing,
too. We wouldn't be where we are right
now
if they had that time.
One quick moment, a point. Just remind me when we've come to a good stopping point. I have a soapbox to stand upon. Oh. Fire on.
Okay. Well, go ahead and stand up on it, because...
No, it's a completely unrelated topic at this rate.
I just... Look, we're in this really weird thing where the Democrats are actually in the right, but the Republicans are the majority right now.
Yeah.
And they're really good at spin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Samantha said, yes. They haven't talked about, in their defense, they have not talked about actual defense. All they've talked about is how wrong this is.
Mm-hmm.
The fact
that,
of the matter
that is their only defense they have. Because they're trying to stand upon a moral ground and say, this is wrong, and they're trying to establish that as their point of argument, because they know they don't actually have a fucking case to hold.
Now, I'm going to go into a little bit of conspiracy theory here.
Ah, oh, fuck.
And this is all opinion. This is all conjecture. I don't know if any of this is true.
So from this point on, stop paying attention to everything James says.
Seriously. You should have stopped when we started.
Why are you still listening?
Back in 2016, in the election cycle for 2016, the DNC was hacked. And all that fucking shit came out.
Right.
What people forget is that the RNC was also hacked.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it stands to reason that Russia has dirt on all the Republican senators and congressmen.
Oh, yeah.
In theory, yeah.
And it stands to reason that Pappy Putin gave his little boy Trumpy...
Grandpappy Putin!
...all this dirt.
Potentially.
And Trump brought in those congressmen, especially fucking McConnell, because look at what's happened since Trump has been in office with McConnell.
Yeah.
McConnell just, like, handed his balls to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's possible that Trump has dirt on all these congressmen who actually don't like him, but they're towing the Republican line right now because Trump's got dirt on them.
It's possible.
Because look at how vehemently a lot of the people who hated Trump, who are Republicans, are now standing up for him. Fucking Romney.
Yeah. Oh, Mitt.
I am not a fan of Mitt Romney either.
It fucking makes me miss John McCain.
Yeah, no shit.
And I did not like John McCain, but fucking John McCain was a true Republican.
Right.
In that it's like, no, I'm not going to let this bullshit go on.
Right.
This is my party.
Yeah.
He's not my party.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Trump is not a Republican. He is a Trumpist.
Yeah.
The Republican Party is now... kind of dead. It's not the Republican Party anymore. And
not the way it was foundation.
And they're fighting so hard to keep him in office so he can run because they have no one.
Yeah.
There is not a single Republican.
You know what's sad about the whole
trying
thing?
Trying to run for president.
And this is the saddest thing that I feel. Aside from this whole debauchery in and of itself. What makes me sad is that people have gotten so hung up on the idea of, well, if you're a Republican, then you're my guy. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Or you're a Democrat, so you're my guy. It doesn't matter what your viewpoints are. What happened to the good old-fashioned days where you elected a president who spoke for the betterment of all rather than the betterment of just this party? Because
can I tell you something?
It's frustrating.
Go ahead, Samantha.
I was saying, Danny, so I'm going to say that lasted for maybe a brief moment in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because every year before that, 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, it is Republican versus Democrat.
Oh, I. No, don't.
Versus evil.
Don't misunderstand. That's exactly what I mean, though.
It's more of a return to tradition, quote unquote, if you want to call it that. I do agree with you. I think it should be about the person. If I happen to agree with a Republican over a Democrat more, then that's the person I'm going to vote for.
Right, exactly.
I don't give a shit about your party. Right now, in this moment in time, I do, because of the evil shit that is happening and the dipshits that are in charge. They need to go.
Fair. No, that's fair. But again, at the same rate, I don't honestly give a fat roasty fuck who the evil bastards are in the fucking houses at this point. If you're out for your own, or you're out for only the tops, and you're not looking out for the majority, then you're an asshole and you need to go. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And for me, that would be a really bad platform for me to run for president. It's like, well, if you're an asshole and you ain't looking out for everybody, you're gone.
And here's the thing.
Saying that these younger people that are coming in and we're getting these younger perspectives and these people of color perspectives, we're getting a more women perspectives, and they're not taking PAC money. They have like signed affidavits. They will not take large sums of corporate money. They will not take PAC money. They're all grassroots. And I think that we're going to see a lot of changes, but it's going to take a long time. I'm hopeful for the future.
Oh, I, me too.
And you should be, because this was explained to me not too long ago. There is a pendulum that swings in the political landscape, and it for the last, I don't know, 20 years, it's been, you know, middle to left.
Right.
But in the last, I'd say 8 years, it's been swinging right. And in the last 3 years, the fucker's almost all the way up to the very top.
It's peaking.
And here's the thing, with a pendulum, when it swings back equal. Hard and fast.
Well, equal.
Exactly. So I think very soon, either in the next year or the next 4 years, it's going to swing hard the other way.
And that is definitely optimistic.
That brings me back to what I was saying earlier. We're at this place where we have roughly like three potential options before us as far as what's going to happen. And one is that he's impeached and removed from office.
Yay!
Which means we get nine months with Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Handmaid's Tale, here we come.
Well, and here's the thing, though. In that 9 months, Pence is going to be a lame duck.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. He's going to have to keep his fucking mouth shut until the run is out.
Yeah. In order to save the Republican Party, he's got to fucking toe the line.
Well, and on top of that,
he's going to run.
He has to keep his mouth shut in the respects that at this rate, anything he does at this rate, if Trump magically gets, you know, his ape hanging papers out the White House, the sucky part is if he opens his mouth in the wrong way to the wrong people in those 9 months, they can ding him with an accessory.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he would keep his mouth shut, his head down, and his ideas and beliefs to his fucking self.
And here's the thing.
He's already being investigated for that.
I know. And that's the thing. He knows that if Trump gets his walking papers, he cannot shake the boat. He cannot ripple the water.
Well,
he has
the thing,
to keep silent.
If he chooses to run, he's got the stain of Trump on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll never win. The only way he has any chance to be a president is if Trump leaves. And you know that's what Pence wants.
Oh,
because
yeah.
God told him that he is destined to be president.
Yeah.
And he believes that, which I don't begrudge anyone their beliefs. I am a person of belief as well. But I don't have a voice telling me that I am destined to be president. So
that is
what he believes.
Get it,
he believes he will be president one day. He is destined to be president. No matter how it happens, it doesn't matter to him as long as it happens.
Sorry, I was telling my cat to get it because he was in hunting mode. It was really funny.
Again, it's one of those things where it's like we here kind of understand where things are going to end up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sad part about it is that in and of itself, to me, feels like an exception of defeat or an acceptance of defeat. Because in the respects, the way things are supposed to work around here, the way we set ourselves up by our guidelines, our rules, our laws, our, you know, the basis of how we live our life within these guidelines is not only completely thrown asunder, but it is blatantly pushed off to the side and said, it's only important if the poor people do it.
Well, and here's the thing. So we have that option of him getting removed. And the second option is he gets acquitted, which...
Third option, he takes the Nixon route and resigns.
He's never going to resign. Never.
Yeah. I know, but it is a possibility.
But here's the thing, though. He let's say he's acquitted, which means he runs for president again.
Mm-hmm.
He could be defeated.
Mm, in theory.
And we get a Democrat president.
Or we get a different Republican president. I don't know.
Here's the thing. If we get a Democrat president, Republicans are not going to fucking let that lie.
No.
They're going to find a way and they're going to impeach him for some bullshit. Well, so whoever the next president is going to get impeached.
I doubt that. I doubt that highly.
I don't. Because Republicans will hold a grudge.
Oh, now, no. They'll hold a grudge. And they will do exactly what they did to Obama the first 4 years. They will basically lock down any and all things they have to say whatsoever. That is how they get their grudge back. You have to have some sort of standpoint to impeach. And again, remember, if we get a Dem in the House, in the White House, in the presidency, we still have the House is a vast majority Democrat. So in the likelihood is, if it's a Democrat president, it'll never make it past the House, which means it'll never make it to the Senate where the Republicans would have the option.
But things change. So
they do, but again, the likelihood is very low.
Now, here's another option. Trump is acquitted and wins the presidency.
Ugh.
But Democrats take the Senate.
If they do, he'll go right back on trial.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Because
Trump will lose his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
every single thing. I mean, he already loses his mind and the Senate belongs to him. But just, I can't even, kind of the giddiness about the Senate and the House being run by Blue and his it just makes me happy.
Well, and the thing about it is if that was the case, here's the nice thing. So when they sent it off to the House to start the proceedings for the impeachment, just like you said, they kind of rushed it. Here's the beauty part. Let's say he wins again. And let's say we flip the Senate majority.
Yep.
Here's the beauty part. All that other stuff that they had on him that they didn't bring because they didn't have the time to deal with, they have it again.
Yep.
They may not be trying him for the same fucking thing, but they'll try him for one of the other fucking things, and it'll pass, and then it'll go to the Senate, and he's walking out the fucking door.
He will get ruined if the Senate goes
Democrat. Oh, if the Dems take over Senate, he's fucked. But at that rate...
To be honest, I'm going to be completely honest
please
with you guys right now.
Because you're always such a liar.
The guy that the Democrats are pushing is Joe Biden.
Right.
And the thing is Trump is pushing this investigate Biden.
Jesus.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's – Biden's not in office anymore.
Right.
If there were problems when he was VP,
uh-huh.
that's when it should have been done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's only because he's an adversary now.
Oh, yeah. And that's my point. I'm not saying, though, that Biden is innocent. I don't know enough about it.
The likelihood is he's a politician, so I'm sure he has some dirty laundry.
There might have been abuse of power. There might have been, corruption. Probably was. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't say for certain one way or the other.
But it's not up to Congress to investigate now.
Right.
DOJ, maybe? And if it turns out there's shit, then yes, Biden needs to fucking go to trial.
Well, here's the thing.
Expose it all.
Now, here's the beauty part about it, and this is a theory I have.
But Trump asking another country. Wait a minute, I'm not finished. Trump asking another country to help investigate something that's an American issue.
Right, right.
Is wrong.
And again, it's wrong in and of itself.
Whether there was quid pro quo or not.
I know.
Trump should not. That's where the guilt is.
I know. And don't misunderstand. I'm in complete agreement with you on this whole idea. But this is the only notion that I've had about Joe. My theory is Joe knows where he stands in Trump's adversary list.
Oh, yeah.
So the beauty thing about Joe trying to run against him makes him a pariah. which means all the other candidates that are coming out right behind him have a better shot because Trump's not trying to pick off these nobodies.
Yep.
He's gunning for the big gun. And Joe probably already knows he doesn't have a shot in hell. I mean, the people who hated Obama hate Joe Biden by default.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The people who love Trump hate him even more.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a large mass of people that already are like, yeah, no fucking way, Joe. But here's the beauty part. It takes the eyes off of the others. It's basically running the front run and holding the back of the pack away from your lead runners.
But that's also a problem because everyone is focused on Biden and not the others who potentially would make great fucking presidents.
But here's the beauty part.
Pretty focused on Warren and Bernie.
Well, and that's the thing. We got so many people
but
coming
up.
But
he's not trying to investigate.
But here's the thing. At that point, you have a slug-out match. You have basically a fight between Trump and Biden. So even Trump supporters are going to be like, dude, at some point, they're either going to be like, fuck Biden, yeah, you're absolutely right. But at another point, they're going to go, okay, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are we doing?
We're talking some bullshit. That's what we're doing.
Hi. And I was like, what is this voice?
That's my deep voice.
I say that every morning. Every morning. It's this voice in my fucking head, and why won't it stop?
So basically,
you're destined to be it?
To summarize, Jim, we're talking poly talk.
We're talking impeachment and coming election.
Oh.
So I won't feel bad if you hung up and, you know, walked away.
Okay, so clearly you're in the middle of something. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, no shit, right?
this is a good time to segue to something
else. Well, and honestly, that was where I was going. I was like, this might be a good opportunity for me to jump on my soapbox and voice some displeasures I've had over this past week.
If I could just jump in real quick before Danny.
Please do.
I will say that I feel that Vice Chancellor Trump has been handed a pretty shitty deal. I don't see how that's funny. I really don't.
And this is how democracy dies. No, the sound of roaring laughter.
Yeah, no shit.
It's so fucked. You can't do anything but laugh.
Get on the winning squad, bro. That's all you got to do. Just get on the winning squad.
You know, I, for one, am learning Russian right now. So when Granddaddy Putin comes in, Grandpappy Putin,
Grandpappy Putin,
I can speak fluent Russian.
Kakadilla.
So. Ooh, that's going to be useful. That's going to be. I joined a militia.
Did you? Good call. Good call.
Mostly, we're just.
Do you get dental with that?
It's a camping trip, you know, with guns.
Essentially, yes. Yeah, that's we're not so much organized as we all kind of follow the same Yelp reviews.
And at that rate, you probably drink the same beer.
Here's your vodka. Here's your AK-47. Welcome to Mother America.
Aim high.
Real high.
You're killing America.
Yep, that's fair.
I'll say this much in all sincerity. Yeah, social media has just become a bastion of just yelling and hatred and anger in all directions. And I'm like, I can't even find cat videos anymore. Like, no one's posting fucking cat videos. That's how you know the country is fucked.
Follow Star Trek shit posting, buddy. It's good for you.
Jim, tomorrow I will send you a cat video.
Good man. Good man.
Thank you, James.
There is an actual video up right now that you should be watching. You know, I'm just saying.
It's like a cat video.
Kind of.
It's a rat video.
It's a rat video. Not a rap video. A rat video.
A rat video. Does the rat rap?
the rap and rat?
Rap and rat. Rats are wrapped, so I mean, maybe?
They're wrapped around your hand because they're puppets.
Yeah. I mean, well, kind of.
This is like the most disturbing intro ever.
Well,
kids, I promised you a puppet show. I don't know what the fuck these people are talking about. Rubbing rats on their hands or some shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're at Discount Daryl's Puppet Show and Secret Touch Dungeon.
Yeah, pretty much. We bookmarked the hell out of
Secret
that, buddy.
Secret Touch Dungeon.
Secret Touch Dungeon.
That is the episode title right there.
Well played, Jim. Well played, you fucking asshole.
Remember the motto. Remember the motto for the dungeon, which is shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Drew, we need fan art of this.
No shit.
As soon as he gets a hand free from furiously masturbating, he is on it.
Oh, no. We call that bookmarking.
Yeah. He I think he can handle it at the same time. He's pretty proficient.
I don't pretty appreciate him creeping on my Instagram the way he did, but I mean.
He said it was weird too. He was like, I felt weird because I was kind of stalking him to find the right picture, and when I saw the cowboy hat, I knew that was the right one, and I was like, I'll have to tell him.
Jim Squatch would be wearing that one.
Right?
Jim Squatch.
You can leave your hat on.
What's really funny is that he picked a good one because your expression is almost exactly what I pictured
right?
when Samantha said the Sasquatch pose. Just that kind of like looking over shoulder. Like, huh?
Uh-huh. I kind of imagine, I'm sorry, what was the gentleman's name that did this?
Drew.
Drew.
Drew did this. When Drew did this. When Drew made this picture, I kind of imagine like my face and like the hole cut out, like it just sort of clicked into place. You know how when you're using Cool Edit?
Yeah.
And you get two clips sort of snapped together? Like the face was meant to be on that body.
Yeah. No,
sure, right? And
like the assembling of the Triforce. They kind of like magnetized together when you're really close.
I'm looking at it right now. If you are listening to this and you do not know what we are talking about, please go to our Facebook and like us at It's... Oh my gosh. It's a
whoa!
I'm a little outside. Another podcast.
Fucked up the commercial.
Samantha, like who's all been... It's all been done before radio.
Have you been cheating on me?
That is seriously like calling out the wrong name during
you
sex.
Bitch!
That's horrible.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
Jane Gingle.
I do all of the plugs at like everything and it's just so natural.
Swing and a miss.
Like Facebook, not another podcast, please. Oh my God.
The shame. The shame and scandal of it.
Have you ever called out the wrong name during sex? No, but I accidentally plugged the wrong podcast.
Shameless plug for another site, huh? I get you. Okay, yeah. Totally.
It's
really not going to make any fucking sense if you go to It's All Been Done Before.
Where's Big Jim's picture?
It's does have a new website.
Sex would have been less awkward.
Right.
At least someone will have fun.
Maybe that's the title.
Yeah,
sex would have been less awkward.
That's still Jim twice, though.
Right.
Right now.
Unreal.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Ooh. That was brilliant.
At least I caught myself.
Oh,
yeah,
it's too late. The damage is done.
Yeah.
I know, but I still... Whatever.
Like I said, sorry while the bomb was dropping, you know, but
no,
I mean...
She even did, like, the typical woman argument. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, because that's a typical woman argument, because men never...
Oh! Ding, ding! You want to ring the bell?
Weighing in at a tight 275 pounds... James, the wrong thing to say, Robinson.
Little offended that I'm 275.
You fucking wish.
And his opponent, Samantha, wrong plug start.
Ding, ding.
Best 2 out of 3 falls count anywhere.
No disqualification.
Oh, man.
No, unreal. But just know this, Samantha, that in the morning when we're making scrambled eggs and you get up and you come into the kitchen, we made you lunch, but we made it out of spite. So you just get in your car and you go to your job and you think about what you did to us.
But I hate my job.
Then you go to your job.
You go to your job. You be on time.
Somebody else's job. You do somebody else's job that you like. And then you think about this and you feel bad.
When this is over, you go do something creative that you love, but you think about how you hurt us. How we've been wronged.
Yeah. Would you call a puppy by the wrong name? I don't think you would.
Okay, so growing up...
Story time.
Right over
my
that.
Dog's name was Bo, and my brother's name was Bud. Well, that's his family name. So my parents would be like, "But Bo, child, come here."
All parents I've come to understand do that at some point with multiple children.
Yeah, if you have
in the
respects, one, yeah.
My call name from my mother was Danny.
Danny?
Yep, because it's Jason, Jennifer, and then me. I'm the youngest of three. My oldest brother's Jason. My older sister is Jennifer. So it was Danny. Always Danny.
It's well, like, to be fair, they've been screaming J consonants for a couple years before you came along. So yeah. Then you got to split the scritch and then go from a J to a duh.
Yeah.
That's a hard left.
I'm saying get on your fucking numbers. If you got something important to say, you better come correct, bro.
See, I
just
think
call you number three.
They should do what my parents did. First child!
First child!
Second child!
Last child!
Final child.
Final! Yeah.
Reason my balls got snipped. I shortened it to Danny.
Perfection. No, honestly, I do want to bring up something, though, that has bugged me this week. In the short amount of time that this week has taken place, matter of fact. So I'm under the impression you are all aware of Kobe Bryant and his daughter's demise the helicopter accident. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's my problem. As I was scrolling through social media, I was seeing a lot of, you know, RIP, rest in peace. You know, I hope you guys are doing okay. And then I get these posts.
Oh,
it's so funny that everyone forgot he was a rapist. And I immediately just got fucking mad. It's like, please, do tell. Because you forgot on Saturday. You only remembered on Sunday. So tell me again how you can justify this. And aside from the fact that any time you bring up somebody's ill past after they've died, if he'd have died by himself, it's still going to be disrespectful to the family, to his friends, his close friends, to the people who knew him well, to see this kind of horse shit fall on social media. And so I started running it through my brain. It's like, well, fuck, if you're okay with that, why don't we drag the daughter through the mud, too? Wasn't she a bully? Yeah, she was a bully. Fuck her. It's funny everyone forgot about that. On the pilot, I'll bet he was a heavy drinker at some point. I don't have proof, but fuck him. Let's drag his name through the mud, too, because I'm sure his life is so good now. Oh, wait, he's dead. So the rest of his family get to enjoy that and dragging through the fucking mud, too, whilst mourning their loss. And to me, it was like, I wanted to respond on Facebook, but I hate doing that because out of sheer principle, arguing on Facebook is an act of futility.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to tell these people...
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, sorry, bud. What
That's
I wanted to tell people...
Conversations.
I don't mind a good conversation if open-minded individuals are involved. If you're coming at it from a standpoint of anger and rage and bias that is unbreakable and unbendable, I have no reason to open my mouth. Because anything I say will just be passed on. So I've gotten used to this, but at the same time...
every week he comes on and opens his mouth.
That's because most of the time I have something funny to say. This week, however...
Name one time.
Coming and going?
Yesterday? Punching his dick. That
Saturday was pretty fucking funny, I would say, but you know, whatevs. Fuck you.
Saturday wasn't here.
I'm helping you out, man.
Exactly. Thank you, Sam. But at the same time...
She plugged the wrong show!
Fuck you, James. Shut up, James.
Shut up, Danny.
So here's what I wanted to say to those people, but I didn't feel it necessary because, again, it would go nowhere. I wanted to remind them that it's like the people I hold dear in my life, these are supposed to be my friends on this platform. Yeah. The people I hold and respect as my friends may have forgotten that he had these allegations against him that were settled out of court and never heard of ever again. But what they didn't forget on Sunday was their fucking compassion. Their ability to mourn the loss for somebody else. Because guess what? The deeds of the dead are done. Once the dead are gone, what are you going to do? You can't do anything to them to make them recompense. The only thing that happens when people die is the people that are left behind are left with the mourning. So be compassionate to those left behind. And the people that I value in my life did not forget their compassion. And that bugged me.
May I
discuss?
May I step in here?
Please, Jim, step up on Danny's soapbox.
I will take...
Come on up here, buddy. It's a tight fit, but you know, it's okay. You're welcome.
You know me too well. Tonight the part of Devil's Advocate will be played by Big Jim Willick.
Do it.
Okay. So, what you just said, 100% accurate. Compassion is sorely lacking in a lot of people when it comes to vocalizing in the face of tragedy such as this. His daughter, 13 years old. I mean, not even beginning to have a life. And not even the only kid on that helicopter. There were several other children that were present as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my my reaction to the immediate hero worship and godlike status that he was lofted to, I did not, I and could not, with a good conscience, be on board with. His death, a tragedy. 41 years old, still pretty in his prime.
Oh yeah,
I would say. You know, went out a hero in the sports world and everything else. There was an article that was written that came out today, and it was pretty. I read most of it. I didn't get a chance to read all things. I was in the middle of some shit, but it was from what I had read, it was very tastefully worded, but it was mentioning the fact that if you're going to remember him from all of these things, you cannot overlook these women. And there were more than just one allegation. There were several. And in several cases, I mean, it was pretty clear. But again, I'm not saying that the guy should be demonized at all, especially so soon after a tragedy, a random tragedy. It wasn't drugs, wasn't alcohol, wasn't any kind of self-destructive nature. It was a random accident that took his life and several others. So, like you said, yes, there should be some semblance of compassion, but I also feel that the sins of the father should not just immediately be forgotten upon his death.
And that's fair. And what I would counterpoint to that is simply there is a time frame. Like, I'm with you, and I didn't ascribe to the godlike status that people were giving him. But at the same time, it's like he was well known. If you never paid attention to basketball in your life, the likelihood is you'd heard the name Kobe Bryant. You know, so there was something to that. You know, and I tried to analyze the situation from as many points of view as I possibly can. He was the inspiration for kids to, you know, focus on sports and try to perfect their art because they wanted to be like Kobe at one point or another. Now, the misdeeds that he had absolutely should never be forgotten. But now ain't the time. Now ain't the time. That mother now has to deal with not only the loss of her husband, and let's be fair, probably provider, but she also lost her kid, her 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And you're going to smear her husband through the dirt the same day that they died?
Well, you got two other kids that are seeing this too.
Exactly, and that's the thing too. It's like, where is this written that it's okay so long as, you know, well, fuck him, you know. All those other people died on there too, but whatever. They, you know, clearly had no bad past whatsoever. So we'll just not only forget that they were even on there, but we'll just smear campaign this fucker, because, yeah. And again, there is a time, there is a place for it. And there will come a time where people are going to discuss it when, you know, a year from now and people are still saying, oh man, fucking Kobe last year or this time. It's like, okay, now is the time to start saying, well, you know, he wasn't nearly as great as you thought he might have been. I'm not saying he was all bad. I'm not saying he was all good either. I don't have the facts to back that up. What I do know is those who loved watching him play basketball enjoyed him for that. And I can't hold them against that. But at the same time, I'm with you, Jim. It should not be forgotten, but at this point in time, is it necessary to spit venom for the sake of spitting venom?
No. And those, I think those people are upset. I can't speak for them, but I can, the closest I could empathize would be to say that they're angry at someone else, and this is just their sounding board. And it's a huge sounding board because it's such a
large platform.
Entity. It stopped the world, man. Everybody talked about the moment they heard Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. It sounds ridiculous to say it out loud right now.
Right.
Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. That sounds stupid. Like, somebody made that up, and you'd be like, there's no fucking way that's true.
Well, it's just shit, like, man. Aaliyah, when she died in a plane crash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Of course, she was deified, too. But she didn't have enough of a long stint to have a bad enough past to where anybody could say anything about her.
Who else was it? La 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 Bamba. Oh, my God.
Richie Valens.
Yeah.
Richie Valens, Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly.
Yep.
And Los Lobos. Racists.
They weren't on that plane, bro.
You can die in a plane crash, too, you bigots. Not another racist cast is what you should call the show.
Gotcha. Órale, chinga su madre, wey.
Wow, okay. I will say a parallel that I am tentative to draw would be to say when Michael Vick committed his crime.
Yeah.
And subsequently went to prison, served his time. Not, I am not justifying Michael Vick. I'm going to start with that.
Right.
I am simply stating these are the things that took place, crimes he committed. Went to jail and got out. Now you mention his name and people will spit at your feet.
Right.
He is forever tarnished. There's no chance whatsoever that, yeah, that he could ever possibly be even allowed to play the sport again.
Right.
Kobe, this whole thing went down. He took some time off, came back, won a championship, and everybody forgot.
Yep. You
know, and those voices were drowned out immediately by the same people right now who are, you know, touting him as this, like, you know, unblameable creature. I look at it from the standpoint of the victims who now have to see this guy's face fucking everywhere. Could you imagine that?
Oh, true.
To be violated by someone and then see him not only everywhere you look, but, like, you know, angelified. Is that a word? Angelified?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from at that point. And honestly, it makes perfect sense. But I will say this. Coming from them is a lot different than coming from some random asshole on the other side of the world.
Well, random assholes, until we nuke this fucking rock from orbit, because it's the only way to be sure.
It's the only way to be safe. It's the only way to be clean.
A small group of us will be selected to go on a special shuttle. We'll be saved.
No one on this show.
No. No, we are so fucked.
Jim, we're three immortal idiots. You're going to die.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
We'll remember you well.
We will.
Adorable. I'm actually I'm an angel, as you're well aware.
You are an angel.
Ageless, timeless, impossible to hate. You know? I've been besmirched.
The gauntlet has been thrown, sir.
I demand satisfaction.
I demand you punch yourself in the erection this moment immediately.
Okay.
James, how did that feel?
His back.
James, how did that feel?
Is it possible to be more aroused?
Okay, Krieger.
Look, here's what it comes.
Serious talk to that in no time. Flat.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
And it's all been done before radio. Fuck!
So close.
Just another podcast. Fuck!
Just another podcast. Nice. That might be the hybrid right there.
Watch the video from All Things Z, and you'll get that reference.
Yep. Enjoy.
Here's
but again, that was my
it.
Soapbox on it. Feel
and,
free
and,
to
and
cut
I'm
holes.
Add to it, because here's what I think it is. Because we've seen a lot of this, especially in the last 5 years or so. It's about destroying the legacy.
Right.
Most famously, Bill Cosby.
Well, even Robin Williams had stacks against him.
Yeah. Probably true. I wasn't there. Exactly. I don't know. But with that many witnesses.
And then Michael Jackson.
But
I mean,
it's still about, you know, fucking Cosby was, I mean, he's at death's door, and it's more about ruining his legacy.
Yeah, his legacy is dead, and his life is justice. Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I get it. He went from, you know, literally America's dad.
Yeah, no shit.
To, like, penniless, well, maybe not penniless, but he's like, he's a prisoner. Yeah. He's in prison.
He's an inmate.
He's rotting out the last of his days because he's a fucking disgusting monster. Yeah. You know, he was one of my idols. He was the first comic I ever listened to, and I wore his shit out. I couldn't get enough. I read his books. I studied his records. He was an idol to me. And to find that out, you know, was just like,
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
And it
makes you question yourself.
And unfortunately, it taints his legacy. I can't listen to Bill Cosby comedy shit anymore.
I can't either.
And it fucking pisses me off because
it really
his stuff
does.
Was brilliant. It's the same with Michael Jackson. Guy was an amazing singer songwriter.
In fairness, I still listen to Mike.
I have trouble.
I have a little bit of issue, but honestly, the thing about it is Michael Jackson for me was, since he's a musician, you know, where stand up comedy is important to me. Like, if I'd have found out posthumous that George Carlin had done some fucked up shit, it would have really put a damper on me, because George Carlin was my idol. He was my top tier. He was my alpha and omega of comedy, because I loved how he delivered. I loved his shtick. I loved how he wrote. I loved everything about this man. And then when he'd do interviews, he was just cool as shit. Yeah. Huh?
I always thought he was more of a prophet than a comedian. Like, he spoke fucking truths, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. He did it. Very humorous way, but like, he was trying to fucking enlighten people.
Yeah, he was trying to teach you something while making you laugh. But again, if I'd have heard something come out after his death, it would have broken my spirit. But music is something different, because when I listen to Michael Jackson's music, I'm not just listening to him sing. I'm listening to the musicians who built these songs around his voice, granted. But those tunes have a special place in my heart. Back before I would ever memorize lyrics, I knew the tune. And for me, that's something unique in and of itself. Now, if I find out that his whole fucking band was in on the whole thing too, I'm going to have a hard time with it. Stand-up comedy is different because it's a solo act. It's a single person versus an audience. Michael Jackson was a part of many, many, many groups of people that helped make him who he was. Those catchy tunes and shit like that. What's that?
I was going there to see the keyboardist or the drummer or the bass player, or the backup dancers. Yeah. There was one cat. He could have been up there like with a boombox, and motherfuckers would have been flocking.
Right. And don't get me wrong. Michael by himself was enough to draw a crowd. But what made his music unique was the music that held him up. And granted, again, they wrote it to him, and they were fucking coordinated about how they wrote his music. Like, he would come up with a beat. Huh?
He had a hand in all of it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He had a hand in helping create it, but he wasn't the creator of the music. He was the creator of the lyrics, the delivery, the dance moves.
He
was hands-on with all of it, though.
They tell you this, but it's not actually true.
No.
Most of his major albums were done by Motown, and Motown gave him studio musicians.
Watch interviews with Steve Lukather, who was his main studio guitarist for most of his career.
Yeah.
Michael
Lucifer?
Wrote the shit.
Lucifer?
Morningstar?
Steve Lukather.
Yeah, the fallen one.
Steve Lukather, most famously of the band Toto, was a studio musician
for
years.
Fucking red, are any of these red flags, you know, chiming in for you, Danny? I mean, come on.
Hey, he's my Morningstar.
I wasn't up to
you're a shining star.
Everybody went wrong. That's just what I heard, and that's what I
No, and Samantha, you are 100% correct.
But here's the
Michael,
thing. Michael, no.
Prince.
Say it again.
You are so right, Sam. Okay, so here's the thing, though, and this is where I'm coming from. You and I are well aware that having musical talent is way different than being able to produce a fully functioning album by your lonesome. If you write all your music by yourself, it sounds different than when you have other people inputting. Yeah, he might have had the idea, but he had studio musicians who were grade A professionals help him perfect it.
But they weren't coming up with the music.
They were hired to show up and go, "What do you got?" And he goes, "I got something like..." Mm,
but that's not that's not creative.
And
that's,
then they do
that's
it.
That's doing what you're told.
To some degree, but again, Michael was always an open collaborator. But we're getting off topic on this matter, but it's still...
But all I'm saying, though, here, because we're talking about tarnishing legacies here, I think that it would behoove us to separate the art from the artist. Because there's lots of people out there who are shitheels that make great art.
True. Absolutely true.
Fucking Louis C.K. is an amazing comedian.
Lead singer Godsmack.
But his legacy is tarnished because of the shit he pulled.
Yeah, Sully's a dick. I'm sorry.
What?
I set it out in the open. It is now out there. Sully's a dick.
You realize he's going to run up to you and punch you in the nipple.
Then I'm going to fucking grab him by his nose ring and rip him to the floor and kick him in the balls until he sounds like a fucking soprano. He'll never sing Voodoo the same ever again.
Well, okay, so real quick.
Do you want to go, Sully? Come on, bro. I'll smack you like a bitch.
The opinions and threats of Danny are not necessarily those of non-Marvel podcasts.
Let's go, bro.
Pretty sure they are.
Yeah, they are.
No, I think I can see where Danny is coming from. So,
thank you, Jim. That's all I needed. That was the show. No.
I didn't say you were right. I said,
damn it.
Here's my quandary too. After seeing stuff like Leaving Neverland, and just all the other like unignorable facts that are just there, man. Like, oh, no one knew Liberace was gay. Like, yeah, you look back, they're like, come the fuck on,
right?
You know, you see these pictures of Michael traveling with little fucking boys, like, come the fuck on. And so him as a human being, you know, is just sick and broken and disgusting. And, you know, I greatly hate that person. But when Rock With You comes on, I'll hate myself, but I'll be fucking bobbing my head. I'll be like, the music, the rhythm, it gets into my ass and I can't help but shake it.
That's fair.
You know? So,
and that's Jim, you're making my point. It's and maybe it's easier to do with music for all the reasons that Danny said. You can separate the art from the artist. I think it's a little harder with comedy
because you're a single soul against an army of audience. And again, when your legacy gets ruined, you were one man to fall. You weren't a crew. You weren't a backup vocalist. You weren't something else. You were one person to fall. So Bill Cosby falling makes perfect sense. It's hard to watch his stuff. It's hard to listen to him. It's hard to watch fucking flashback commercials of Jell-O, you know? It's because all of that stuff was so important to us because he was Papa Huxtable, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And so it made everything so bitter. I mean, he took over Saturday mornings with Fat Albert and shit like that. It's like, dude, this guy was the guy. And to find out that he was such a shitheel, again, he was one to fall. And it sucks.
Yeah.
But again, at the same time, the day Bill Cosby dies, I will not flock to social media to drag his name through the mud. Those who know, know. They don't need me to remind them. I should not feel like I have to be the pariah for a topic that if you know and you're a part of it, you know. You don't need me to help you. Hate.
Yeah, there's a special breed of just disgusting humans that social, I don't know if social media created or social media kind of helped cultivate, but you know, whenever there's a tragedy, you know, there's a school shooting or a plane crash or an airline or something, you know, there's some fucking, you know, disgusting people that the first thing they think of is, how can I make that funny? How can I make the most tasteless fucking thing about this so I can get something out there.
Right.
So that I can get some.
How can I make this about me?
My frequency.
Yeah. How can I make this argumentative so people pay attention to me? How can I offend people so much that it causes people to bitch and outrage against me? It's like, dude, you're trolling the internet. You're trolling social media. That's all you are. And I refuse to feed the troll.
When I was a little kid, you know, was it the Challenger exploded?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was harsh.
That's like, it was horrible, you know? But, and if it happened, you know, today, it would be like a massive tragedy. When I was a kid, like, you came to school the next day and you're hearing jokes like, you know, what's NASA stand for? Need another 7 astronauts.
Yep.
Oh, you know, yeah. I've never heard that.
Oh, maybe it was just my lovely home state of Pennsylvania.
No, because I heard it too.
I'm going to feel bad because I'm going to laugh at that. Fuck.
The Challenger I learned about in school, because I am younger than a couple of you, but I learned about it in school. I wasn't like.
Me too.
Of mind.
I understood it too.
When it happened.
There was the Challenger and there was another one that I'm blanking on.
Yeah.
It's not Voyager.
No, they got lost. Fucking
yeah. Fucking Delta Quadrant, for fuck's sake. No, there was another one that actually happened.
No, there wasn't. I want to say it was Discovery, but I can't. I'm not 100%.
No, that was pre-Kirk.
I'm just going to end this, Travis.
So
but no.
Defiant? Don't tell me it was the Defiant.
No, the thing about it is, you're absolutely right, though. Anytime a tragedy comes up. See, what I don't. I don't necessarily have a problem with people who try to make light of it by making a joke. A joke is a natural defense mechanism. So long as you're not spouting forth it on social media, trying to get it to as many people as you can offend as possible. If you send it to me in a messenger, I can be okay with that to some degree. But at the same time, what I don't accept is just venom spitting for the sake of venom spitting. Because a joke isn't necessarily venom.
I think you have a point there, is that a lot of people's coping mechanism, and I speak from experience, as I'm sure this is many of your coping mechanisms as well, is to go right to jokes, go to humor. That's how you process things. And if that's not someone else's way of doing it, they expect you to cater to their way. It's like, I'm sorry, I can accept your way of coping. You should at least make an attempt to accept mine.
Well, it's the whole thing of, like, if I don't laugh, then I'm going to cry.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
But at the same time, with venom spitting, just pure, vile hatred and bitterness.
I'm just saying a coping mechanism is comedy, and that is a valid coping mechanism.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm fine with that.
I was just agreeing with you.
Thank you.
But comedy is also about timing.
True.
Yes, time plus tragedy equals comedy.
That's right.
Well, that's why there's the new joke of too soon.
Yeah.
That's new?
Too soon?
Look, we've said it before on the show, and we'll continue to say it.
Just maybe.
Don't be a fucking
don't be
asshole.
A dick.
Yeah.
Try to take 2 seconds and consider somebody other than yourself.
Just remember that, you know, you're trying to make your joke, but, you know, it's hurting someone.
Potentially, yeah.
Don't be a fucking asshole.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
So, there just needs to be like a filter that you can put on your fucking Facebook so that, because you can't
my
stop
safe space.
Being shitty. You know, you just can't stop people from being shitty. It's going to happen one way or another.
Yeah, there's but always going to be assholes out there. But
the worst part about it though is this is Facebook, and these are supposed to be your friends, the people you count as your friends.
Well, that's if you're cottoning to that way of thinking, I think that's a little naive.
Well, in the respect,
though.
Well,
then maybe, Danny, you need to call the herd.
Oh, I thought about it, but honestly, I just fill my feed up with Star Trek shitposting and Farscape Frel posting and Dimebag Daryl and Damage Plan Army and Pantera Fan. Yeah, and that takes over the majority of my feed. Oh, and All Things Z. I actually have All Things Z on there, and All Things Z is awesome because All Things Z, fuck you, subscribe, you bastards.
That's the way to get people to subscribe. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And speaking of All Things Z, they will be on with us next week.
Next week.
Yay.
And we're going to discuss some of their
questionable
video choices.
Yeah.
in guest interviews.
Bring them on to question them about the guests they have?
Yeah, we're going to alienate our only fans, aside from Drew.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You going to be here, Jim, or what?
This is not a good plan. I'm going to go ahead and vote no on this plan. This is a bad plan. Bad.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Majority
Nay.
Rules, bud.
Nay.
Boo!
Bryce
will have to be the deciding factor.
Well, since Bryce is not here, his vote falls to me.
Family default.
You're the proxy, yeah.
So I'm going to vote aye.
Aye.
Because that's what Bryce would want.
Naturally! Bryce would want it.
Bryce loves nothing more than to watch things burn.
Yeah!
I was just thinking that. But I knew one of you guys were going to say it.
I guess I was just looking for people not to be dicks in the wrong place. My bad.
Looking for dicks in all the wrong places there, bud?
Oh, this is going to be awesome because this will be Jim's first interaction with All Things
Oh,
Z.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And they are fans.
So we're going to have to put in efforts to, you know, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm just going to let Jim and Snark. It's going to be like when Samantha and Snark met. It's going to be Snark and Big Jim.
What if it's Penny and Big Jim?
I think it's actually going to be Dante and Big Jim. They're too much alike.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
They went mice on the ground out of their sleeves?
Well, I'm pretty sure if Dante caught a rat, he would murder it in the most crushable ways. You know, smashing it, you know, squeezing the life out of it slowly and then throwing it against the wall.
Yeah, except the rats keep beating him. So.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
One of them really even masturbated on him.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be your homie over his hose here, bro.
Right on.
He's your people, Jim.
Who are you calling a hoe, Danny?
Oh.
I would never, Sam, never say that to your face.
You know you got bottom bitch stalk. You know that, girl.
Don't make me break out my feminazi side. Ooh, boy.
You're going to have to make your way over here to hurt me, so.
She will go menstruata on your ass.
I'm looking forward to October. This is going to be kinky.
I hope so. I hope it happens. We're planning on it, so.
She's going to buy stiletto heels just to step on your junk with.
I already own some.
Damn it, that's hot.
You don't want to step on.
What's your favorite color, Danny?
Black and blue.
That was good. Oh, that was good. High five from across the country.
High five, high five. Yes!
Yeah, we did at the same time!
Pretty sure we just found Danny's kink. Okay.
Don't kink shame me, Jim.
That's
my kink, is kink shaming.
Sorry. What's
Thank
going
you,
on,
Tracy, for that
man?
Joke.
What's that?
I was talking to James, like, what's up, missionary man?
Old school writer.
I just told you my kink was kink shaming.
Yeah, I'm shaming you right back.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, this is getting hot. I'm going to bookmark this.
You haven't lived until you've gotten a back hickey. That's living right there.
Yeah.
Oh, can we save that story for when the guys from All Things Z are on?
That's not going anywhere.
All right, y'all.
We will see y'all next week. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.